4PXB Mobile.
W2T Mobile, good afternoon.
Good afternoon and evening on this nice sunshiny day.
That it is, and I've been out around about in it working, and it's been nice out here today compared to some other days I had to work when the temperature's like 37 degrees and something like that. But it's what it is, you know?
Yep, that is. I'm down in the basement, so I don't get to see a window at all until I actually go out and get ready to go home again.
Particularly retired, but I do some part-time work for a company doing property inspections and audits on different types of things and mystery buys, all kinds of good little things like that to keep me, you know, keep me active and also put a little change in my pocket every now and again.
Definitely must be nice to retire. You got to add in there when you're retired, you also have to do the honeydews if you have a wife.
Married for 45 years before my wife passed away, and that was about 11 years ago. And I'm about to be 76 years old, so I've hung around a while or two.
Sorry that your wife passed away, and yet just enjoy life right now. Don't worry about starting over. Just enjoy life.
Someone for a while, and then her family talked her out of us staying together. So anyway, she lives down here, and I know where she is now if I want to really get in touch with her, but I haven't bothered. I felt that was just doing good. It's me and the dog, and it ain't going to be the dog for very long because she's getting in worse and worse shape, so I may have to have her put down here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, sorry, but hopefully I'm not ruining your day. But, you know, like I said, yeah, that's always sad to lose a pet like that. Because you're right, the dog's a man's best friend, because they're very loyal most of the time.
I've been in the family for 16 years now, so she's been around a while. She's a dachshund mix, and, you know, she's been around in the family for, like I said, almost 16 years now.
Yeah, that truly is a long time, and definitely they say that having just a dog is not purebred, they actually live longer than the purebreeds.
That's true. She's outlived the age, normal age for both breeds that she's mixed with, so, you know, and she's held on for a good long while, traveled with me off and on for the last years when I go places and things like that, so, well, get around, but, I've got a convention to help put on, not this weekend, but next weekend, and I was out booking a place for take 16 people to dinner next Saturday night, so that type of thing. Just trying to get things all set up for the event, and we got several hundred, so it's going to be an enjoyable thing. A lot of good singing that weekend.
What kind of singing?
We're the Barbershop Harmony Society. Four-part harmony, a cappella music.
That's very cool. Yeah, definitely having 300 people come in and for take a little bit to organize a place big enough to accommodate all that.
It's being held at Spartanburg High School over here in Spartanburg, South Carolina. They've got a very large facility for doing these type of things. And our district booked that site, so that's where we're going to be. And one of our members of the district teaches at that school, so that makes things even nicer. So, you know, they got a lot of good things going on, and we're getting ready to do the event, as they say.
Hope it goes off without a hitch.
Around a year or two, so we've been doing these things. We used to do two of these a year, but now we're down to just doing one a year. and then we're going to do a different event in the fall. So that makes things a little bit easier.
Yeah, because if it gets too warm out there, people won't come. Even though events like that are still held inside, people just tend not to get out when it's extreme heat and humidity.
So true. And, every time I turn around and go through a different section of the town over here in Spartanburg, there's another subdivision being built, and I'm going by another one that's got, and they're all these, they're from the low 200,000s, they're two-story houses, they're all, well, they do have crawl spaces, but they're all two-story houses, and there's only about four different designs in the whole complex.
Yeah, as I always tell my wife, that's a drunk's nightmare when you've got four sets of houses, and they pretty much, they'll rotate, So if somebody that's inebriated, they'll definitely go to the wrong house or trying to figure out which one is theirs.
Everybody else's thing. I've been living in the same spot for 46 years and don't have any intentions to move anytime soon, so we'll just have to see what happens.
Well, there's definitely a lot of areas that are growing that's having the housing complexes put up.
Over here on the road to my church, my house to my church, and the houses in there start at $500,000 and go up, and most of them are in the between one closer to $2 million than $1 million, and I don't know who can afford those houses, because I sure as heck can't.
My thought is the people that can afford those are definitely CEOs and bank presidents that have definitely been in the business a long time or made one hell of a lot of good investments.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, these houses are near an area where a bunch of new where a bunch of corporations off of the Highway 290, the Moore Duncan Highway over there, there's a lot of new business in that area that's come in there, a lot of big companies. And, of course, they're bringing in high-level people to run them. And some of them are just branches of where their main company is, but they still got to have somebody in charge. And these companies, they got to pay good money because they're part of they're folks that are building parts for the auto industry.
Yep, that is definitely true, because I'm riding on 85 right now and I see these like warehouse things going up all over the place on each side of the road now, so it's definitely growing quick.
Spartanburg is soon going to be joined in the middle, and we'll absorb Greer on both sides of the county line, so... Oh, it is what it is. Well, I'm about to pull back into my driveway, and I need two hands. I need to get in there and get this car parked, and it'll stay there until I got to go out in the morning. We'll talk to you later. You have a good one. 7-3, Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, clear on your final.
Sir, please be careful until we talk again. KO4PXB.